Thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. You know, whenever anyone says you should just sleep on it, that's pretty darn good advice for a number of reasons. I think we need to sleep on things sometimes before we push the send button with an email at work, before we bring up an important issue with the boss, before we blow our stack, so we have time to sort of cool off and just think about it before we want to make a major decision. It's not bad advice to sleep on it. What I want to talk about in this episode is the importance of sleeping on it to provide creative insights and to come up with new, fresh ideas. When I survey my clients on where they come up with their ideas, in the top five always is in bed or during sleep or waking up from sleep or falling asleep. Now, Ernest Hemingway, the great Ernest Hemingway, he believed that you should always end your writing for the day with an unfinished sentence, such as, "She threw open the windows only to find..." dot, dot, dot. And that's right. Leave it right there. Leave your writing hanging in mid-sentence and then sleep on it, Hemingway suggested, so that you'll know where to pick up the next morning, but also so your subconscious can work on it, perhaps even dream about it overnight. Well, research suggests that Hemingway's advice was bang on. A study reported in the journal Nature found that when participants worked on a problem and then slept overnight on it, it doubled the likelihood of solving the problem. Other studies have found that even when it comes to rats learning mazes, the rats that sleep between training intervals learn much faster. Sleep helps us process information we've learned the day before during the day, strengthen our memory of what we learned that day, and it allows our subconscious to ruminate over problems and sometimes offer up invaluable insights. For example, Jack Nicklaus, the great golfer, he believes a dream actually helped him correct his golf swing. Paul McCartney credits a dream as the source of the song Yesterday and was inspired to write Yellow Submarine during a state of hypnagogia. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's the technical term for the transitional state between sleep and wakefulness. And a lot of creativity experts and a lot of scientists and inventors suggest that that is a really powerful time for coming up with ideas in that kind of transition zone between sleep and just becoming awake. That's why a lot of creative people believe in naps in the afternoon, because they get great insights, they say, during just their short naps. Well, here are a few ways you can increase the odds of gaining a creative insight overnight with your sleep. First of all, experts suggest writing down a problem you are working on in the form of a simple question, thinking about it for a few minutes before going to bed, then write down whatever comes to mind when you first wake up. Second of all, keep an idea journal near your bed at all times, both to make sure you capture any ideas, but also to let your subconscious know you're on the lookout for insights. Third thing you can do now, okay, this is a little tad specific and maybe a little out there, but researchers at the Radboud University Behavioral Science Institute in the Netherlands found that creativity improved when sleepers got a whiff of orange vanilla scent before going to sleep. So, you know, take a little whiff of something orange vanilla and see if it works. And finally, reading something before bed can help. Not only does our memory work best when we learn something just before going to sleep, reading can offer a source of inspiration for our brains to work with overnight. And reading something related to an issue you are wrestling with might help get the creative juices flowing in the direction you want. Now, my fun at work tip. A fun way to get to know names at an event where everyone doesn't know each other is to have the person whose birthday is coming up the soonest introduce themselves first. Then each successive person around the table, starting on the person's left or right, you know, doesn't matter, repeats the name of that person before introducing themselves, and then so on. So each person has a little bit more of a challenging task, but it's a fun way of reinforcing and reminding everyone of all the names to help them stick better. And yes, the person who goes last has the most challenging slot, which is where, you know, I'm pretty certain the fun part comes in. And the quote of the week from Groucho Marx, "Outside of a dog, a book is man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read." And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, an engineer was fired. Get this, he was fired from a company. He was let go in India after missing work for only 24 years. 24 years. I mean, wow, couldn't they cut the guy some slack and wait for the 25-year mark? Jeesh. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, remember to cruise over to the website www.humoratwork.com, where there's articles, where there's videos, all sorts of resources, where you can check out my latest book, The Humor Advantage, and where you can sign up for the print version of this podcast that has links to other valuable resources.